Hit Breakfast with AB and Ben.
Trending
right now
at
hits.com.au.
Oh, AB, this news, you're probably not even going to care. Won't even slow you down, but it looks like a TikTok is going to be dragged before the international courts.
Well, I mean, if there's questions of privacy and stuff, if it gets dragged in front of the courts, at least they'll change if they're doing the wrong thing.
TikTok has been officially banned in India following what they consider to be working for the Chinese government. It's being called spyware, and essentially giving access from the Chinese Communist Party just to have access to anything they want from the device. Of course, TikTok have come out and denied those claims, but there was a report released late last month following an update to Apple devices that shows TikTok is accessing the contents of your clipboards. Or anytime you copy and paste something on your phone, TikTok wants to see that, which is a very rare thing. I mean, Facebook, we know, Instagram, all of these apps collect a fair amount of data from you. But the reports come out saying TikTok is just above and beyond their data mining.
Why is this happening to me when I've got 500 followers?
500? Is that all?
590,
I think. The amount of effort you put into those TikToks during this show.
I had one video get 18,000 views.
18,000?
That was a lot for me.
Was that the one that I was in?
No, of course not. Look, yeah, fair. I find it weird that they would try and spy on people via an app that's aimed at, like, 13-year-olds.
Yeah, but they're
not. What are they going to get from it? Oh, my God. Melissa broke up with her boyfriend again. What benefit is there from spying on children?
It's the same as what could they possibly get from Facebook?
They'd get more from a Zoom chat, I tell you what. Has anyone tried to hack Zoom chats?
They would get your GPS data. They would get...
So they can sell stuff to you?
Once they're on your phone, they are then on your phone. So if they wanted, they could have the ability to read messages, read contacts, read emails, every little whereabouts.
What?
I don't know.
Depends who's on it.
Try making a TikTok about the Tiananmen Square massacre. See how many views it gets. That's our little experiment for today.
Sounds like a really grim one. I feel like my followers won't appreciate that kind of content.
Yeah.
Make it on your own.
All right. No, I'm not downloading that app. Are you joking? Throw my phone in the ocean. A Australian MP has called for it to be banned in Australia.
Which MP?
Won't say. Federal MP, that's all you need to know.
Because a lot of them are on there.
Well, some of them are on there. Daniel Andrews is on there. But everybody thinks he's owned by China anyways.
For all your trending stories, head anywhere, anytime at hit.com.au.